Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We had a fist fight in bikinis on a beach.
You're fist fighting Moa. Bikinis with Amanda Bynes.
He's in like a black duster and he's yelling at all the cars as they pass. And I'm like, this guy is awesome.
That was me in the San Fernando Valley in the blazing summer.
Husband slash
manager.
This is the show where you get to.
Not today.
Jamie, how do you feel about our first guest?
I mean, she walked in the room. I said, don't trust that bitch.
Whoa. Jamie, that's our boss. What are you talking about?
As soon as she walked in and said hi to me, I was like, don't trust you with my man.
Oh, God. God.
Jamie, I didn't know you felt this way about me.
I mean, I don't know. I saw the way you looked at Cutter.
It probably happened in one of her
dreams. You're right.
That's right.
She gets very upset about things her husband
was
does
that from
in her
a dream?
Oh, I do too. I do too. We've talked about this on your mom's house that I get so mad at Tom for stuff that he hasn't done in real life. Yeah, for sure. By the way, you know, how's your UTI? I know the whole world has been...
Thank you for your heartfelt prayers and thoughts and your beautiful video. I'm okay.
Good.
I'm recovered.
Man, that was the funniest thing.
Took some antibiotics, but I did it.
Yeah, that's
She's
the worst.
She's only okay
really
because
bad.
Of the thoughts and prayers.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe in the power of the collective.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
You gotta do thoughts and prayers. I love when catastrophe happens, and that's everybody's reaction on Instagram. And you know, like, is this gonna make any dent in anything?
I promise when you die, I won't tweet about it.
Don't acknowledge it.
Oh, when you die, no acknowledgement, guys.
They have to put the picture up.
For me, I'm making a whole montage
See?
To Hans Zimmer that I'm going to cry to nightly.
Yeah, it's like when a celebrity dies, it's always a contest to see who has the better picture with that celebrity.
Yeah, how fast you get
right.
it. I feel like it's really how
you know
fast.
What? You know what? That does bug me.
Me too.
When as soon as someone dies, people will just throw up a photo of the two of them.
I should just start an Instagram just to start posting me and people and be like RIP, but they're not dead.
You know what my new favorite Instagram clicks, accounts are? Is like
just for clicks. Yeah.
You start like,
oh, what a loss.
Yeah, or TMZ is like, Rob Eiler posts a picture of him and says RIP.
Should be my whole Instagram account. Just people I have a picture with Kanye that's like really
dead.
Good. RIP Kanye. Yeah. That's
a
big.
Really good idea.
You're onto something.
Yeah.
That might be an untapped market.
Because
there's Instagram accounts like Kanye looking sad or Kanye doing things. There's one that I love called Jeremy Strong wearing brown.
It's I don't know so that, who's that?
Who's that?
Kendall from Succession.
Oh yeah, he's great.
Oh,
and it's just it's just all photos of him wearing brown. Look, he loves the color brown.
That's so embarrassing.
I think that's the worst color for a new car.
Oh, brown is a bad color.
Duty brown. Yeah.
What's the
no.
worst color for a car? What's worse than
turquoise?
That?
No.
No, I love turquoise.
No,
give
yellow.
Me turquoise
yellow.
Over brown.
Yellow?
I'll take yellow over brown all day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in
Gran
the bathroom,
Turismo.
Too.
I was going to say,
yeah.
my seventh grade mind started LOLing. He's like, yellow over brown.
Wait.
So you always, this is the first thing I wanted to ask you, and I was dying to know. When you say you have a hard time being a regular mom, what do you hold back where you're like, you want to say shit so bad, and you're like, I'm not going to.
Well, let me frame that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have a hard time, in my mind, being a regular human.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you're so nice and stuff, and I'm like, God, like in my head, I'm
you're
always
so
like
nice.
To Jamie for the listeners.
But you're
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's not
you're
me.
So
no,
nice.
No, but it's because in my head, I literally like go, okay, like what's a normal thing
you
somebody would say
choice.
Back to Jamie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I'm not.
I do the same thing.
I'm not
in the
good.
Ubers, I do the same thing.
Like I rehearse conversations to sound more normal. Because let me think. What would I really say to her? Honestly.
I mean, who cares?
No, who cares?
All the time, I'd say.
Yeah, but then, like, if I saw... Okay, for instance, you and Cutter were outside.
Right.
Now, if I didn't revise originally in my head, here's what I would have said. What's up,
right.
Or, hey, what? Like literally. And
you'd
then I was like,
so cool. You'd be so much cooler. Just
I know,
do it.
But I don't know them. I don't know you well enough in my mind.
Do you think I would have just turned around and walked away and True. Gotten no. the car and driven away?
No, because you're cool, and I know that. But I'm self too. You know, you get self conscious.
Of course. So, well, you look. I think I think there's a blurry line right now where I understand we want to be conscious and not offend, but I think that people are taking things way too personal.
Oh yeah,
it's way silly. Too personal.
It's just silly.
When I start offending people, you know it's getting bad.
Oh, you know what Jamie did one time? Yeah. She used a brown emoji because she's brown. Yep. She's a fucking human.
I got
human.
In trouble.
From
and,
who?
And, oh, who do you
from
think?
Who?
I commented no. on my friend Hillary Duff's page about something and used my like, hi, girl emoji. And apparently it was too dark skin and I got ripped one.
The woke came after
That is
her.
So lame, but you are... Cuban, you're Latina, yeah. Latina,
but
right?
She's not allowed
not
to.
She's not Latinx. No. Do you say Latinx? Are you Latinx?
Latinx?
You're crazy.
Sure, now I am.
I brought something for you specifically.
Pacifically.
I was scrolling the talk today and this came on. This is for you, bro.
We want to talk a week.
You want to talk?
I would love a talk.
You got
a week.
It. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not gay.
Ooh, buddy, I have some news for you. You are dressed like Tony Soprano's 14-year-old son. No shade, you're pulling it off.
But this person is dressed like
not
Tony Soprano.
The odd of a heterosexual.
You know who that looks
That's
like?
So cool.
That looks like somebody from like if like Goonies. You know what I mean? Like
that looked like was it who had the who
what
had
a
chunk?
Who
chunk?
Had the
it just
a
looks
goth,
like it would have been a new friend.
Who
you know
had
what
a
I mean?
Goth, who had a goth daughter on the show? Was it not Bacala? Who had like a grown?
Oh my God, Jamie, you are a fucking genius. Go
Doesn't
to,
that look like her?
No, but I think there. What happens, Jamie, is I think Sopranos people have made a meme
of this girl.
Of
stop.
Bacala's
is it Bacala?
Bacala's son on Sopranos goth meme. Can you put that
no
in?
No way. Wait, the son was goth.
Yeah, oh yeah.
See, look, oh no.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what. Now, can you pull up her photo of that? Jamie, you are brilliant. Oh my God,
dude,
what a
you
fucking
nailed
grab.
It.
You look at that.
You nailed it.
Your brain is a wonderland.
Wow, thank you so much.
Jamie,
good job.
This
that
is,
was amazing.
Guys, wow.
Get,
you know,
please, holy Jamie,
I
wow,
cold plunged today.
That?
That's why.
Oh,
thanks, guys.
I love how it says AJ Soprano too. That's not me, assholes.
Yeah, that's not
fucking Google, you sons of
those
bitches.
Eyebrows are so far apart.
Yeah, they should have felt.
Oh, it's Vito Jr.
Oh, it's Vito. Well, yeah.
That explains it.
Yeah, some trauma, huh?
Yeah, they all look. Wow. Come on.
Yeah.
All the kids.
Yeah, there was some shit going on.
All
there.
Those kids.
The have things ever slipped out when you were trying to be a normal mom around like moms or the school or this, and then it's like,
oh yeah. Like, I am such a, like, I try to talk to my kid's principal, and I'll literally, like, I'll say the dumb, I'll be like, hey, what's the gayest thing you've ever done? Like, I'm just like,
yes,
I can't rein it in for that long.
Imagine she was like, be a principal, you know? Like, this shit's whack, dude.
Yeah, or like, I remember one time we were having a meeting with one of the teachers, and our kid was going to Catholic school at the time. And I was like, this is great. Praise Allah. And then my husband was like, babe, we're in Catholic school. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry. Like, I don't know. I can't do chit chat. I feel like I'm autistic. I feel like I'm one level on the spectrum. Like, you know how they just say what's in their hearts?
100%.
I think I might be. Like, I think I might be on the
spectrum.
Well,
the thing that makes us is that we sometimes can filter. You know what I mean? They have no.
Right. Because
there's times where I don't filter. But like, my grandfather was not autistic. He was just old. But at the end, he had
no
filter.
No filter at all.
No
maybe
filter.
The best.
So maybe that's what this is.
Yes.
Is I turn 47 and I feel my fucks diminishing. I give less and less of a fuck about perception of me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's rad. I'm okay
it
with it. But then I wonder if will I be hurting other people's feelings if I call them in the parking lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have hurt Cutter's feelings.
No, not
oh,
Cutter.
Cutter would have loved it. Yeah. Jamie would have been fine too. But it's about like the people around, I feel like more so. You know what I mean? Like what if
Is
there's
it,
some
though?
Like what if there's some like hippie business around here and they're like, oh, like you know what I mean?
But then again, maybe it's good because maybe I'm weeding out the nerds that shouldn't be friends with me in the first place.
Yeah, if your objective is to push the nerds out of Austin, let me save you the time. It ain't happening, mommy.
Like, yeah.
You know, it's, this is
like nerd center.
I mean, it's just that, like, you know what I mean? Like, you see people wearing shit here every day that you're like, I've never seen anyone wear this. You know
yeah,
what I mean? There's
true.
Like more thrift
well,
shops
you're downtown,
than, like, clothing
that's
stores.
Why. That's you're, yeah. You're still getting a little of that Austin weirdness that's
oh, 100%.
Lingering.
I sent you a picture the other day of the guy dressed in full goth. Remember?
Yeah, my lover. He was so, just walking yeah. in the heat.
He, 105 degrees. Yeah. He's in black long pants, black shirt, black, what do you call those coats?
Go ahead. Trench coat?
A trench coat, a duster. Oh, he's in like a black duster, and he's yelling at all the cars as they pass. And I'm like, this guy is awesome. I was like, I have to get a picture of this
I love
for Christina.
This guy.
Wow. Yeah.
That was me in the San Fernando Valley in the blazing summer.
You would yell at cars?
No, just wearing all black like a maniac. Yeah, mentally ill. And if you're going to be goth, you should commit all the way. And I was very judgmental about weekenders, like people that weren't goth all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was,
yeah.
I was 24/7, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You had to represent.
Sure. Yeah.
So
no,
hardcore.
That's bullshit.
Did you go through any sort of...
No. My first boyfriend who I lost my virginity to was a skater. So, like,
oh,
I definitely
yes.
had, like, the ball chain necklace and, like...
Was he the one in the car accident? Was that guy?
No.
Jamie has the fucking coolest story of all time with one of her ex-boyfriends.
It is not cool.
So cool, dude.
What?
So... I think I should tell it.
Yeah, was like, okay. If you think it's cool, you tell it, because I don't think it's cool at all.
This guy was like, I love this guy. He would always have like great weed. And
is this
fucking
the skater?
Smoke. No,
no.
Apparently not.
This
and
is
I was like,
this is the boyfriend that you've had that like your parents hated and everyone was like, what are you doing? This was that boyfriend.
No idea
for
why,
me.
By the way. He
really?
Seemed like
and
a great.
He was terrible. Yeah,
and how old were you? Just to give me context.
18?
Oh, wow.
So
okay,
I'm like 13, 14, and he would come through with like weed that I've never even, like, it would just knock me on my ass. He had pills and shit. Like, he was
terrible.
Awesome. So
yeah, you loved him.
He's
terrible.
Driving the car, and I don't know, did he not have a license or was it suspended or
probably.
Like something? He
and gets, I, by the way, I never did, I didn't touch weed. I didn't touch drugs. So like what I was trying to prove by being with this guy, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Continue.
So he crashes Jamie's car.
Correct.
Right? Like really bad car accident. His first thought
into
is
into a tree.
Into a tree. His first thought is, I know what I'm gonna do because I'm a guy who's in trouble and I have a rap sheet. She's super clean. He gets out of the car, pulls her out, puts her in the driver's seat and gets in the passenger seat for when the cops come.
No.
What a legend.
Wow.
That's the bro.
He's the cool guy. Club.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know where he is now.
How long after
probably
that?
Probably where your ex-husband is.
I've got quite the rap sheet.
Yeah.
How long after that incident before you break up with
him? I think we were actually broken up at that time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so what happened to you? Did you go to jail?
No, it was into a tree. The car skidded.
Oh, okay.
It was the winter and it was like icy.
Okay, so we didn't, nothing
No
happened.
One was
like,
hurt. No one was involved in the accident. No, no.
Yeah, except for Jamie emotionally forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a cool
yeah.
dude. Is that the worst or was there way worse than that guy?
Well, my ex-husband was worse in the sense, but he was a grown man. Like, do you know what I mean? This guy was like a kid. My ex-husband was a grown man who just stole a lot of money from people and me.
He's in prison.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Jamie's a legend.
You guys,
she puts on the, you know,
we need like, you know.
Meadow was not just an act.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Like, you know.
This podcast,
research.
This is amazing. This is the best. This is like what happens to child stars. Like everyone's like, what happened? How did they get messed up? This is the show where you get to find out.
You know what's weird though?
What happens to you when you're a child star? This is awesome.
I hear people talk about being child actors. And even though we were actors when we were children, I don't feel like you and I have anything in common with child actors.
Well, because we were in New York, but also kids didn't know who we were. Like,
no,
child
you're
actors
right.
is like
you're
Nickelodeon,
right.
and they can't go to school without people being like, oh, suck your dick. People didn't fucking know who we were. Like, I would go to school, and kids would be like,
nobody
yeah, get
gave
in the fucking line.
Yeah,
like,
nobody gave a shit about
which
us.
Which is good.
I never had a 16, 17, 18-year-old be like, yo, Soprano.
You're right.
Like,
but on the other hand, you were on arguably, probably the greatest show of all time.
Yeah, adults were crazy.
The yes. best. I mean, so you're yes. part of a major, major thing. And yeah, maybe that was good that you filmed in Jersey. So you're not in LA.
It never felt major. The only time it would feel remotely major, but even then we stick so closely together as like a group is when we would go to these award shows.
Yeah.
But we would drive together to the award shows, do the red carpet together, sit together, sit at the table at the parties together. Like, we didn't talk to anybody else.
That's good.
Maybe people from Entourage or Sex and the City, because it was like HBO. So there was like, there was no philandering with Hollywood. Like, we were very insulated.
But don't you think that big things happen, and as they're happening, they don't seem big?
Yes, of course.
In general, in life, you're like, also, oh, is that a big deal?
Was that it? Oh, that was the big thing.
I'm still
going to
take a shit tomorrow.
That's right.
I'm still a piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're not. But hold on, back to this husband. So, because I, as a listener, I imagine.
I really don't want to give him any airtime.
Well,
you
but he's in jail. Who
we
cares?
Won't say his name.
Is he still in prison? No.
Yeah,
I think so.
Wow.
He was like wiretap fed stuff. This was way post me. Like, he was already like married with children elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
We used to have to say allegedly, but now it's official.
It's official. Yeah, he's convicted. He's a convicted felon. Yeah. So how old are you when you guys hook up?
We met when I was 19, divorced when I was 24.
Well, hold on. The most important thing I have to say, husband /
manager.
This is the show where you get to. This is the show where you get to find out why child actors are all fucked up. My husband / manager.
A child actor.
Oh my
god!
Well,
look.
What? So hold on. So he gets his meat hooks into you.
Listen, because when I met him, my manager at the time was my manager from when I was 8 years old, out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, and she was entering into the stage of like Alzheimer's. So like, I needed a new manager.
No one blames you for switching managers. It's
and
okay.
Here was this.
You can fire them.
She's saying this right now for an 80-year-old woman who has Alzheimer's to not feel bad. You know, she's such a sweetheart. She's like, listen, she was old, all right?
She was
losing it. She forgot who I was.
She was at the point where she could no longer manage me. And so King comes this guy. I'm just giving you backstory.
No, I know.
I'm not defending it.
Person.
I was an
kidding.
Idiot.
I'm kidding.
I'm not defending it.
So how old is he when he meets you?
He's 10 years older.
And so what,
29, 30. He was 30. I was 19.
Okay, so he's a fucking wolf, this guy.
Yeah, he's preying
vulture.
On child actors.
Oh.
Yeah, and he tried to do to me, too. He wanted me to invest in a nightclub. I'm like, beat it, loser.
Well, I thought you meant he was going to try to suck your dick.
Can I suck
your dick, Robin?
I knew right away.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So you meet this 30-year-old, essentially he's a 30-year-old man.
Yeah.
You're young, you don't know any better. He's like, I'm going to manage you, I'm going to manage your career. Mm-hmm. How soon before he starts to put the moves on you?
A little less than a year.
Wow, he's hanging in there.
Did he play it like, hey, I'm really into you, or did he play it like, wait till you were into him to be like, I don't know, we shouldn't do this, bad.
God, so long ago. I think it was a lot more like him planting seeds with my parents and people around me
like
of his
Jackson.
Love for me, and then them kind of being like, this wouldn't be a bad thing type of thing.
This is why now you say things like,
booth boys and all the mommies piss on me, beat me.
Yeah. You're just a wild woman because of this guy. Child actor shit. You know what
this
I mean?
This is why I'm me today.
So a year goes by, and how does it happen? Are you in his office?
I don't remember.
He didn't have an office.
He didn't
like
have an
when,
office.
Like, no when did he make the move?
Jamie's car.
I have no idea. I really can't remember.
You've traumatized. You blocked it out.
I am.
And
I
then
have.
You're married. And then how soon before you realize he's stealing?
I didn't know he was stealing until we were in the middle of our divorce.
God
and I had
damn.
A forensic accountant looking at our money and being like, Jamie, there's X amount of money that is unaccounted for.
So he stole your earnings from your acting.
Yeah.
Ugh. Do you have any recourse to get that back?
No, honestly, it was at a time where we could have gone to trial or could have gone to court about it, but it was like this moment in time where I just couldn't have paid enough money to have him out of my life.
I know
and
what
I
you
felt
mean.
Like I'll figure this out. I'm not, I still have money. I'm okay. Like, I just need to be done with this. I was 24 and not doing well and just needed him out of my life.
I got you. You know, going to court is terrible. Yeah. And people are like, press charge. I'm like, really?
The worst.
It's way worse. It's way worse for you than for the other person.
Those buildings make my insides like I feel sick. Yeah. Like when I walk through those doors, everything about them. Being online for the metal detector, I'm like, like I don't know why. Like when I used to fly, I used to have like full panic attacks. I'd be like, what if there's
going through security?
Because I'd be like, what if there's drugs that I left in my bag?
Oh, for sure. I'd
like
do that too.
Being out and fucking partying or whatever, especially like coming from like Mexico or like.
Sure.
One time I was in Miami for New Year's and I spoke to Rob maybe on December 30th. He was like still awake from going out the night before.
This is cool.
And I was like, I wish you were here. And he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna come. He comes with like a plastic, he gets off the plane and shows up hours later at the beach with like a plastic bag like that you get at the grocery store with one change of clothes. And he's like, I'm gonna party with you for New Year's.
Yeah, so what happened was
that was the first time I looked at you and I was like, he might have a problem.
So I would.
I love that he's here, but I think he has a problem.
Yeah, it was after like a nightclub thing, and we went to somebody's place for like after hours. And at like 9 a.m., I think somebody had to like wake up for work or like the roommate. And they're like, "What's going on here?"
The party had to end.
And we were like, "Fuck, we gotta go." Like, all right. And I remember somebody was like, I think they said their friend worked at Applebee's in Times Square, and I guess they opened at like 10. So we can get drinks there.
Oh,
but we
my
have
God.
To go. So I'm like, okay, so we're in Applebee's in Times Square. And all of a sudden, like, I guess somebody, like, Jamie called me from the pool in Miami because, like, somebody was, like, our mutual friend was there, like, guess who's here? Guess who we're with? And I was like, oh, who? And I was like, I'm coming right now. And, like, took a fucking shot, got in the cab home. I remember it was 1-800-JETBLUE at the time. I wasn't even, like, on, I was, this is 17, 18 years more.
Yeah.
Like, 18 years ago. I get on the fucking, I speak to him, I'm like, yeah, I want to go to Miami. They're like, oh, okay, like, what's your name? I just did the shit. I get on the plane, and when I get off, our friend picked me up and was like, and I was like, I need a drink, like, right now. And we stopped at a strip club by the airport.
Right. That's right.
And I was like, 10 shots of, because I needed, like, I couldn't do, like, tequila because I'd been
I
out
think
for so
flew
long.
Into Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I did. And I was like, oh, kamikaze. Shots because I couldn't do anything hard because I've been up drinking for so long. I did 10 kamikaze shots and then it was like fucking lap dances, hanging out. And my friend was like, yo, come on, we got to go to the hotel in Miami. Went to the hotel and then that was it. We started. There are pictures of me from that night.
Yes.
Where I was out of my fucking mind.
This is probably 2006 or 7.
Can you Google
I would say
Robert
six.
Eiler Miami?
New Year's
see if
2000.
Anything comes up.
Or maybe 2005? No.
Yeah, I might have not even been 21 yet.
Oh,
no,
my God. How'd you get drinks?
I mean, come on, mommy.
That's true. You're famous.
Yeah,
or
we're killing it.
Oh, my God. There you are.
Who is that girl? Yeah. Is that
Kristen
Britney
Cavallari.
Spears? Oh, Kristen Cavallari.
Oh, yeah. She's real pretty. You look tweaked out of your mind.
I look like a vampire.
Did you bang Kristen Cavallari?
No.
Oh.
Sweetheart.
You should have.
Oh, I think that might be from it. Like down there on the left.
Left? No, you're old. You were younger then.
Oh, yeah. Was fucking unreal. Look at the picture of me with the cigarette in my mouth. Like, look at that. Just fucking hard times, bro. Hold on. Just fucking, I can't wait to get out of a cab to fucking smoke a stoke.
That's really cool that you have this whole part of your life documented, though.
Yeah,
this
that's
is true.
A great
thank you, paparazzi.
Life.
If we
look
were real child stars, we would have even more photos. But we were, you know.
You know what's wacky, though?
We were cable child stars.
Well, speaking also, there wasn't social media and shit.
No, right. But have you seen, like, Amanda Bynes?
Oh,
she's
yeah, I know.
She's fully mentally off the rails.
Yeah.
It makes me so sad.
Or as YMH would say, cool.
Cool.
She's become super cool in the last couple of years.
Poor girl. She's got facial tattoos. And
she doesn't even look like herself.
No, it's
you know, I did a movie with her.
You did?
I did. We played. I actually just posted a thing about it because we had a fist fight in bikinis on a beach in the movie.
Oh my gosh,
that we did
hilarious.
Together.
Yeah, you weren't a child actor. You were fist fighting bikinis with Amanda Bynes.
Oh,
come on,
she
dude.
Was like the funniest, cutest little thing.
I want to talk Pajitsky effects.
Go ahead.
So,
oh my God, I just had one, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's what
great.
I want to know. Yeah, so explain to somebody who doesn't know about Pajitsky effect.
So actually, Pajitsky effect is a term that you, Rob Eiler, coined. Thank you very much.
Did you?
Coined the phrase.
He created the phrase. He's great with phrases. Okay, so basically it's when you realize you've been doing something stupid your entire life. And like, for instance, the first one I ever had was like, Tom and I for the longest time would share a phone charger. And like, okay, your turn. And I remember being like, wait, I can buy another one. I can buy 10 of these. I can have one in every room. What That's am right. I doing? So I had this epiphany.
What a revelation.
Yeah, like I'm such a fucking It's like I just make myself uncomfortable. So I decided to buy clothes that are a little bit larger for me because I feel comfortable in them, as opposed to buying the vanity size in my head that I
that you want to fit into.
100%. And so I find myself, I'm like, I don't want to wear that. It's too tight. Like I'll go through my too tight. And I'm like, oh my God, you can just buy the thing a size up and then that just actually wear it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's actually maximum comfort.
That's one I think every woman has been through.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you enough about like... you broads. So my position effect, what I want to talk about, I used an umbrella for the first time.
What?
Like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay, you were just like raw dogging in the rain?
100%. And I had gotten under someone's umbrella before, but never in my life.
A stranger?
No. Like, you know, when we used to be on set and it was like, you have to be dry to go into the thing.
Well, that's
or like,
when you're on a set, you're not allowed to hold your umbrella.
Yeah. People
like,
hold
it. Because you're always like weird and you're like.
I don't like that.
No, don't you remember? And there used to be a thing online of PUZ, personal umbrella holders.
Yeah. We had them at one point.
When you're on a set, you always have a buzz. It's raining.
But you see how wasteful
it's so
Hollywood
awkward.
Is?
Oh. It's so and you want to take it and they're like, no, you can't hold the umbrella.
Like, I can do that. Yeah. Don't please stop doing
that. Because they don't even want you to like when you go inside have to like shake it off and like maybe get your wet because you're supposed to look dry in a scene
and then
you look
God
wet and they have
you
a
had
whole problem.
Rob, I remember you used to get so fucking annoyed when the wardrobe would come in for last looks and just go like this with your shirt.
Oh my God.
You would just like it's tug tough. It a little to the right, you would look at me like, fuck.
Yeah.
And I hate that like, shit too.
Yeah.
You know, just getting like one little thing off your face. But
that's her job.
Of course, yeah. But I was, you know.
You hated it.
But that's why I like podcasting, because even on the stupid TV things I would do, like those talking head shows, it would be the same thing. Like a woman would be like, stop rolling. And then they'd walk up to you. You had a fly away. I'm like, I don't fucking care. Yeah. It's a stupid green screen show. I don't fucking care.
Of course.
That's why, like, here, I can come. I'm wearing nothing under. Like, I don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Just get on with it. Let's just make content.
That's right.
Don't make me look.
It was storming in New York City when I was there. And because I was staying at a friend's place, they had umbrellas by the door. And I was like, should I use umbrellas? I always learned umbrellas are for pussies.
Yeah, I agree. Weak people.
Wow.
You can't
like,
get
a
little
fucking pussy.
Wet. Yeah.
Like you're wearing a fucking, yeah, see, yeah. All the boys are giving me a thumbs up. Thank you, fellas.
It's like people with allergies generally.
Yeah, like, well, I just fucking go out there. But then, like, if you're
just
leaving dinner and somebody
just
has
it.
The truth is, if you're leaving dinner and somebody has an umbrella, you're like, oh, dope. Right, guys? Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, shit, I'll get under here so I'm not wet in the car. But I would never. So I took an umbrella and I went to go get food and I came back and I was like, that was kind of nice. Like, you know, like I was like, wow, that was really nice what you just did for yourself. Like now you're not soaking sweat. You know, because it's even more so like when I was in the store waiting for my food, I was like, oh, it's nice to not be dripping wet right now like I've always been before.
But hold on.
Yeah.
Did you buy the umbrella or did the umbrella just come to you by way of the universe?
That's
which is how I acquire all my umbrellas.
That's right.
Yeah, I was staying at my friend's place.
I don't think
I still won't buy an umbrella.
I've never
bought a few. I'm a man.
When I get an umbrella in a gift bag, I'm like,
yeah.
Because these Pazitsky effects, sometimes you're just being
you
like
said it
mean
wrong.
To yourself.
It's not, what did he just say?
Pazitsky.
I heard it. He said,
he
was
said
very
Pazitsky.
Demeaning.
Yeah.
You know, this is why.
Listen, Christine, shut your mouth and just let me go, baby. Let me flow.
This is why I change it to P, okay?
Yeah.
God.
No, I said Pazitsky.
It's the hardest thing. Go ahead.
Because sometimes you're being mean to yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, punishing.
Subconsciously, but other times you're just being dumb. And
100%.
The time that
both.
I was being, my favorite one of mine, I was being so dumb. Was every time I would do the dishes and everything, water would be everywhere.
Oh, okay.
After 6 months of being in this new place, because they're like, my last place, the water pressure wasn't like that, but this place, it's like super heavy. After 6 months, I was like, you know what? I don't have to put it all the way on.
That's right. Whoa, hold on. You're just blowing my mind. Hold on. Do you know
you
that
just
I just
go out?
Stop.
Halfway.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
I've never
it
even,
hit me when I was sitting there. I was like, I'm a
fucking works.
Idiot.
It still works. If
Whoa.
You just go, boop.
Before we go.
Sure.
When I say to you the hardest you've ever laughed, like obviously you might not remember the actual hardest you ever laughed, but what comes to...
I know exactly.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you exactly what causes that kind of fart. Okay. There's There's things. Okay. The word always makes me laugh.
Yes.
Always. The word diarrhea.
Always.
Always makes me
laugh.
Yeah,
remember I sent you a picture the other day? It was like anti-diarrheal medicine. Yeah, and CVS, I took a picture for you. Yeah.
For some reason, okay? There was a moment that happened to me in Djibouti, Africa. This guy, Chris, what's his last name? I'm so sorry, I'm forgetting your last name. I was touring in
Djibouti. Someone said the N-word and diarrhea in the same sentence.
Not the N-word, not the N-word. Yeah. I don't laugh at that, you fucking racist.
No. I was assuming you...
So I'm in Djibouti, and I'm a newer comedian. I'm a feature act at this point. And so I do a USO tour. And you have to go to these awful places to entertain the troops. So it's 115 degrees. We're out in the middle of nowhere. And the military, they're so lovely when you go to do these bases. They put you on the gator. They drive you around the bay. This is where we eat. And you're like, that's fucking amazing. This is where you take a shit. This is where the army and the military bases. Anyway, so this guy, Chris, you have to hydrate constantly. And there's like these signs everywhere that's like, if your pee is like this dark, you're dehydrated.
Yeah.
So the Djiboutians were chewing on this thing called cot. Will you look that up? Cot. I think it's K-O-T. Cot. It's a root. It's a plant. And they chew on it, these locals. And it gets them high, and it also kills your appetite.
So I'm down to go.
So all day long, you see these sweet little Djiboutians chewing on the cot, the plant.
Oh, I like that.
And what they do
They're like little panda bears.
Yeah, they're adorable. Yeah. They're just so tiny, and you cuddle them. No, they're very long and lean and like beautiful people. But anyway, so they're chewing cot, and spit. You got to spit like a tobacco, you know, when the guys have dip. So this comedian, Chris, for some reason...
Oh, I think I know.
It's so good. Yeah, and we're all around, and he puts something in his mouth that's very not tasty, and he reaches for a water bottle. He's panicking, and the first one he drinks is a spit cup from this Djiboutian.
Oh my god! Oh. And he takes it; it goes down
full swig, and he's like, full swig. And I see the whole thing play out, the whole thing, and to this day,
yeah.
It's the fucking, it's the best moment of my life. And I don't think I've ever actually shared this on a podcast ever. It's the funniest thing that ever happened. Cause he was like, oh God, it was like, you know what I mean? It was like a Home Alone moment where like someone's getting hurt. Yes. And you're just laughing and God, it was fucking fire.
Did he like, get stoned from it?
No, but the best part is that the Djiboutian whose cup it was, like, was this like gnarly guy that was showing us around on the base. And, and he was like, dude, I just got AIDS from fucking so-and-so.
That's what I thought Jamie was going to ask when she said, did he get high? I thought she was going to say something else. I was like, damn,
that's
Jamie.
That's not where my head goes.
Like, this guy's mouth. Where's this guy's mouth been?
Yeah. One of the hardest I've ever laughed. When I was like 19, I moved into my second apartment. I didn't have a garbage can. So everybody was just taking the garbage and putting it on the counter. So there's like a pile of garbage on the counter.
Oh,
and finally,
God.
Like, my boy was like, yo, we gotta go. Let's smoke a blunt and we'll go to fucking Bed Bath & Beyond and we'll grab some shit you need. So I'm like, all right. And my friend is one of the funniest people you'll ever meet in your life. And again, this might not be so funny to everybody else, but we were so high.
But that's the thing. It's not funny to everybody else, but for some reason it tickled you because it hit all the right notes.
Right.
Hit all the right notes and the person's response to it was so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So we get like whatever we're gonna do and we're all fucked up and we get to the front. And my friend's like, he's like, I don't pay for any of this stuff, sweetheart. And the woman's like, what? And she's like, you know, doesn't speak like good English. So she like, doesn't know what's going on. She's like, what? He's like, I'm Chris Beyond. Like Bed Bath & Beyond. I thought it was one of the funniest things. I was fucking crying.
Chris
and he's full straight face explaining to her. Because I can't stop laughing. So instead of me being like, hey, just forget it. He's fully explaining to her. He's like, my dad fucking runs this place. You don't understand. Like, I'll have your job. Like, and I'm just fucking crying, crying,
that's
trying
so
to put like a garbage can up on the thing. Well, she didn't know what was going on. You know what I mean? But he was just.
Wait, there's another moment I have. This is when Tom and I were both overeating a lot and we would go eat a ton of sushi. I mean, Tommy and I would order so much that the waitresses would be like, you ordered too much. Like they literally would chastise us for eating.
When we went out to sushi, remember the woman did that to me. She was like, no, that's enough. I was like, no, it's not enough.
It's never enough. So one time we were eating at a sushi bar in Koreatown or somewhere and we just stuffed ourselves to the gills. He's like, fuck, like we're both so, and again, the woman barely spoke English and she came over. And she's like, everything okay? And he's like, I tore my intestinal lining. And she's like, okay, my God. Like, she didn't even.
Yeah.
top moment with Segura, like one of the top 10.
Oh, that's so good.
I tore my intestinal lining. Okay, Vega. It's best to fuck with people that don't speak English. It's fun.
Of course. The same way they fuck with us.
Yeah.
Before we go, pick a thing out of here, and then you're going to write one to put it in, and we're never going to know when we pick it.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah, I love that. Okay, let's see.
What you got, mommy.
Ready, Freddy?
Might not be able to read my writing.
Can a wife/girlfriend go on a guy's trip? And then do I read the addendum?
No, we could do that after, but like, what do you think of that? Like, if it's like, oh,
I'd like to
boy.
Think I'm cool enough to go on the guy's trip, but I understand like it would be a bummer if I was there.
Because here's obviously, I don't think it's a girl could just go on a guy's trip and hang. But my question is, can a girl go on a guy's trip if, let's say, they're going to like Vegas and she's like, I gotta go too because I have a, you know, I want to go to the spa or I have a business thing, but I'm not gonna hang with the guys. But can she like go down together, stay in the same room? Like, where do you think it?
Nah, bitch.
Yeah, it has to be fully separate.
First of all, I've come to the conclusion that I don't want to be where the boys are anymore. Do you know, I've come up in the comedy scene, which is all dudes.
Right.
And the best part about, I love them, don't get me wrong. And I love being in the green room with them and listening to them talk. But the best part is also walking away and being like, this is, you guys are fucking insane. I can't do this anymore. And I think it's sacred. No. And in fact, Tommy's told me stories where the wife is like the ruiner of the boys' trip.
Yeah, you don't want to be that.
You don't want to be that.
You do not be that. Because you will be that forever. You will. Yeah. They will remember that and talk about you as that.
You're the fun killer. That's right.
Yes.
You're Chris No Fun.
And if the trip wasn't
Chris No Fun, right?
If the trip wasn't good, it might be like, you know, our last trip was good. What was different about this trip? Yeah. It's like, well, fucking Christina was there.
Yeah, I'd ruin it for them. Like, God, you guys are. You're staying up so late.
For me, I think when I was partying, it was like, no way. Now that I'm sober, it's like, I don't care. A fucking guy's trip, a couple's trip, it's all the same shit to me. Because I'm not doing anything fun.
Yeah, you're very nihilistic now.
You know? Like, I want to be back in the room. So I want to wait, like, you know what I mean?
Like, I need to get my headset.
Yeah.
Get into Delta.
Yeah. What about you, Jamie? Can women go on?
No. Again, like... Yeah. I think when I was mainly friends with dudes like early in my life.
Yeah.
So I would have loved to go on a guy's trip, but like now I don't, they don't talk about anything. They're not interesting to me at all.
Yeah. Same.
And I know if Cutter went on a guy's trip and there was the girl there, I'd be like, God, what's she doing there?
Yeah. What the fuck is this bitch doing?
Yeah. What's going on?
We need the
you
women
heard
to
me.
Tell,
I don't trust that bitch.
Yeah, we need the women to tell the other women no. You know what I mean? Because if a dude and you're like,
so
you
she'll
can't
be like,
come.
Can I go on the trip? And I'll be like, no.
Other, you gotta be like, hey, call Jamie and see if you should go on the trip.
Well,
and
no, you'll put me in the spot. You know I won't. Like,
I know.
Okay.
You'll be like, you'll make it so much better.
Oh yeah,
you'll be
nice.
They'll love you. Yeah,
shit.
Wear a hat.
You know what's funny? I always ask Cutter, and I feel like I've asked you this too. I'm like, can you impersonate me?
Yeah.
I really just like, I want to know what I come across as, because I really.
Oh, he can. He's
but when you, everyone does me, they do that. So I'm like, is that me?
Wait, what do they do? Do it again?
Well, it's just like, oh my God, it's so good.
I was like, is that what
you're
I do?
You're going to be so nice.
No.
Terrible. Oh my God, I don't want. Here's the thing. Guys, send in clips. Who has the best Jamie impression?
Oh,
send them
wow.
in. And also, for our
like, I'll never be famous enough for anyone on SNL to like play me. So like, do this for me, please.
Right.
Do
when your
me
husband
solid.
Got arrested, that was your last shot. You know, they could have had somebody pretending to be you crying
outside. Yeah,
Page
Six doesn't write about me anymore.
Yeah.
It's fine.
For our sweet and sour stuff, we want people to send in emails, but also videos and voicemails, and also on the email leave your phone number so we can call you if we don't understand. Because a lot of people, you don't understand these things. We want to be able to call people and be like, hey. What, like, people
can you imagine somebody's at work and they're like,
such
hello?
A good idea.
Because it's like, hey, should I force my boyfriend to marry me? And we don't have all the details. So it's like, how would we know? We need more.
Yes, need I agree. You need details. A callback number. Yeah. I agree.
Okay, that's I'll let you go.
Smart.
You have kids,
I
all
get
this
my
stuff.
Fucking kids. I love you so much. Hey, guys, I'm so pumped you guys are here in Studio Jeans doing the show. You're my absolute favorites. Your set looks amazing. The show is amazing. Thank you, everybody, for watching and supporting these two and Studio Jeans and everything.
Well, love
you.
You.
Best.
Thank you.
Love
you guys have a great
Thank
eye
you.
For talent. And that's it for the week. Bye, everybody.